This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Come on, troops. It's the Talk Radio Review. And in the troop column is Jennifer Horn. Stand at attention, please.
Hello.
And Hunt.
Hello.
Okay. Yes. Hello. Very formal. Jay Kirshner is here also to formalize her relationship with the Good Day program and our Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen to go through the charts from Talkers Magazine from this past week. Have some ancillary discussions about the people who are on the list as well. Jennifer and how she's treated this on her morning program in Los Angeles on KRLA. Jay and I, how we've treated some of these things on the discussion board at the Good Day program. But before we get started with the official story list and the people list, I always have a Los Angeles goodie for Jennifer.
Uh-oh.
So this one, now this, I don't think this is an uh-oh, although maybe it is. Tom Hanks, who apparently is a big fan of the Oakland A's, has gone after the team's ownership because apparently they're going to move them, or they're thinking of moving to Las Vegas.
They are, yeah. The Oakland A's stadium is like decrepit and falling apart, and Oakland is not very good, and the team. So the team says we're getting out of here, and I think that it might already be a done deal, if not close, to go into Las Vegas.
Yeah, well. Tom Hanks's quote is, damn them all to hell. It's a pretty poignant manner of speaking, right? That's going to fix him. Anyway, so...
It's probably closer for him to go to Vegas from Los Angeles than it is for him to go to Oakland.
Yeah. But why is it... What is the fascination? I guess as a teenager, he worked in the Coliseum in Oakland selling peanuts.
Well, now you know why.
So he's been at it for a long time. And this has been all over social media. I'm just trying to vision. Yeah, I guess you can, right? He was a kid. Peanut, get your peanuts here. That sounds like the Boston Garden, right? I mean, or, well, Boston Garden or Fenway Park. Get your hot dogs here. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, not a happy camper about that. All right, so I didn't stir the pot too much with that, but I'm sure we're going to stir the pot and we go through our story list.
There's still
and
time.
The yes, there's always time for that. On the people list, Stockton Rush is at number 10. I will admit to having no clue as to who Stockton Rush is, but I usually depend on at least
he's the CEO of Ocean Gaze, the pilot of the Titan submersible.
Got it.
Isn't that funny? He's the name that we used all week last week when we were obsessed with it. And when you said that name, I'm like, Stockton Rush, that sounds so familiar.
How sad is that? Yeah, right.
Well, the news cycle's like a ceiling.
So fast. Yeah, exactly. Everything moves so fast. Number 9 on the people list is that no good SOB who is the president of China. Number 8, the no-good SOB, who's the president of Russia. And number 1 is the no-good SOB, who's the president of the United States. And then number 4, the no-good SOB, who used to be president of the United States. You know, number 3 on the story list this week is the all the presidential hopefuls. And I was thinking to myself after I saw the story of this guy from January 6th who was arrested outside Obama's house. All armed to the teeth. Why would you want to be president? It happened. This guy was one of the nutbirds arrested on January 6th. But, you know, there are other people. Why would you want to be president? Look at all the vagaries that you have to... I mean, it's
the physical threats, though. Think about how people... And Trump did it. He was one of the only ones that did it. But think about what people
Trump
look...
Trump is perfect. I always love it when I bring up anybody. We all go back to Trump again. Go ahead,
This has nothing to do with perfection, you weirdo. Would you like me to finish my statement?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, it's fine.
And I was going to say, and so far at this point, I mean, Biden has just always looked the same. Now, his mental... acuity could be questioned. But if you look at Bush, if you look at Obama, if you look at Bill Clinton, Ronald Reagan, I think even George H.W. Bush, they declined in age. You could see them, and it's not just that they were getting older, but the stress of the position is my point. Now, would you like to continue to throw stones about what I say about Donald Trump?
Or no. It's just,
would you care to agree?
I'll agree with you on that one.
It's because Trump only had 4 years, but you didn't see. I mean, he kind of looked the same when he went in.
Well, he colors his hair, Jennifer.
I know.
He looks older because he's fatter. He really doesn't look.
Usually, being fatter makes you look younger because it pokes out your wrinkles. So there's that. And then Biden, physically has had the. Like, the physical decline, he looks about the same, but boy.
I don't think he looks good at all. I didn't think he looked good when he started, and he doesn't look good physically, yeah. And he has declined, I think, in terms of... and does that change your stature when you are stumbling and fumbling around like he does? Does that... And why would you want another 4 years of that? He doesn't need the money, obviously, because his son has set him up nicely. slice.
Now, that's very good. We can agree on something.
I've thought all along that Hunter Biden was an embarrassment, and I guess I hadn't really thought of Joe as being a crook, but I'm kind of leaning that way now.
Welcome to the Biden crime family party.
Yeah, well, Trump's got plenty of crime in his family, too.
Oh, yeah. Let's go. Like what?
Yeah. What do you mean, like what? All the people that he's chiseled and cheated over the years?
Like what?
Subcontractors that he didn't pay and caused him to go into bankruptcy? The number of problems he's had with the Trump label on stuff around the world? Come on.
I would just say, give me a legal problem that is as serious as committing espionage and selling out the country. We can have a conversation.
I don't know. No, it doesn't have to be relative at all. With you, it is because you want to make Trump look better. And, okay,
that's what you want to do. It's funny because everybody likes to make him look bad. So it's funny.
I don't want to make him look bad. I just think he does that on his own. He doesn't need me to help him.
Well, there is something to that. There is something to this stuff that he says, always. Yeah. But at the same time, I think he gets thrown a lot of like fake stuff that people just suck in and go, yep, Trump, he's a criminal, he's a racist, he's a burp. And it's like, okay, so like what? If Biden's a criminal, I can tell you why I believe that. I can give you 25 reasons why I think that's true.
Those are the talking points of the right wingers.
Gosh.
All right.
Yeah, because I'm not intelligent enough to come up with
that. No, that's not true at all. No, I think you're a leader when it comes to that. Listen to you to listen to your points of view, and then they steal them. Yeah. Yeah, like Mark Levin does.
Right.
All right. So Donald Trump apparently commented on his daughter's breasts, her backside, and what it might be to have sex with her.
Oof.
And a new book, there's this story... and I just, when I look at this, Miles Taylor, who served as chief of staff to the Homeland Security Secretary during Trump's years, says all this in his upcoming book, Blowback, a warning to save democracy from the next Trump.
But didn't he already do something like this on camera? Wasn't there an interview he was doing and he was commenting on his daughter's legs?
Ooh.
I wouldn't do that.
I don't remember. I remember him saying something like, she's very beautiful or something, and people are crazy with that.
Well, and here's the thing. Obviously, you never want to see a parent sexualize their own child. Like, that's just gross. But can we also take into account who he is? And it's probably not even his comments, probably aren't even about her. It's the narcissist side of, she has his DNA, so she's gorgeous. That has to be from him. Like,
it's all about him.
I could totally see that being
Wait a second, Jerry. You say, if I were a lady, I'd be very smoking hot.
I kind of feel like he's not trying. It's the words. If these are things he said, you can't take those back. But I could totally see it coming from a way. If he's not trying to have sex with his daughter, he's trying to take credit for how gorgeous his daughter is. I could totally see that.
That's it. I'm with you on that one. Yep. All right. So the next bucket belongs to DeSantis, who the more I look at this guy, the more I run away from him screaming. I would, if it was a choice between Trump and DeSantis, guess who I'd vote for, Jennifer?
You'd
if I had a
Trump.
Gun to my head, of course, I wouldn't vote. There's no way. I mean, I could envision a circumstance in which I might vote for Trump. If I was in danger or something, but
maybe
voting
not
for
like
DeSantis,
who he is personally, but you can't complain much about what he did when he
but
was.
But DeSantis,
office.
What is this guy about? He's a slimewad, and it becomes. And he's. I don't know. Some people say he's very smart. Either he's very calculating, and that's considered by some to be smart, or he puts his foot in it. You know, does
so what
he?
What don't you like about him? What hits you weird about DeSantis?
Well, I think he was stupid in doing what he did with Disney, even though I'm not a Disney fan per se. But to take on the largest taxpayer in the state, the largest employer in the state, and try to bamboozle him into something that wasn't really thought out, you know, and then Disney's lawyers made mincemeat out of him setting up a new group of people to control what had been done by, what was the name of the Rocky River or whatever that group was that ran the Disney assets. So now it seems that he went down to the border to campaign. I'm wondering if I'm a taxpayer in Florida, I want my money back, please, because DeSantis hasn't spent 5 minutes in Florida for the past 2 months. Anyway, so he's down on the border to grandstand. He got a tour from Texas Border Patrol, paid for by the state of Texas. If I'm a Texas taxpayer, I think I'd be a little upset about that, wouldn't you?
You want to know why? Because here's the thing. Texas is being overrun right now by the border, and there's a whole, like,
what's DeSantis going to do about it?
But there's
he's
a multi
down there
well,
to help.
He's running for president, and
yeah,
so you want to show that you're taking this seriously. The criticism is that Joe Biden hasn't been to the border, and the one time that he went to the border during his presidency, they cleaned everything up. He went to, an actual crossing point instead of the place where there's people, like, running through walls and backyards and farms and ranches and all that stuff. I think that a presidential candidate should be at the border because we are being invaded right now. And there are, again, a million reasons why.
What's he going to do about it?
Well, there are a million reasons why I think that Ron DeSantis is probably not the person, at least this time around. But I want someone to be at the border. I hope they all go to the border.
I just would like them to close the border down. I don't want them to. I don't give a damn whether they go to the border or not. Let's close the border down and deal with the problem or the issue that's paramount here. 18 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
Car Pro News. Here's Laura Reynolds.
Did you know your credit card may offer better insurance for your rental car than the rental car company? I asked Wallet Hub's Jill Gonzalez which is the best credit card to use.
So for your Chase Sapphire Reserve, for instance, you get $1 million in coverage. That's about twice as much as most other cards. Are you going to need $1 million in coverage? If you're taking that kind of trip, more power to you. That's not to say that most other cards should suffice, but that is the best of the best just for its coverage details. Chase Sapphire Preferred does even better when it comes to lost luggage. You get $3,000 in coverage. When it comes to things like trip delay, you get $500 in coverage per ticket. So those are, you know, some of the best stats there.
I can help you decide if a hybrid or EV is a good choice for you. With today's auto news, I'm Laura Reynolds.
Car buying sucks, but not with CarPro.com. Let's listen in.
Okay, Rick, you ready?
Yeah, hey, how about we use the theme song from Friends? You know, I'll be.
Okay, I do.
How about Lean on Me? That's what friends are for? Fine, I'll just read this. Go to CarPro.com to meet your CarPro friend today. They'll prove to you that car buying doesn't have to suck.
Wait, can we say that? Absolutely.
CarPro.com. You now have a friend in the car buying business, and it doesn't suck, and it's free.
CarPro.com.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Get help. healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Now, this is the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, at your service and on your side with an overview of the stories that you have been following this week as shared on our social media, Facebook and Instagram. It's at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. All right, Jay, what do we have? The stories followed by some of our fine and fanciful listeners. What do we have? What's our focus?
Yes, John is following the IRS whistleblower story.
So what is that? Let's hold on. Let's stop there for just a second. The IRS whistleblower, I was confused by that story this week. Is there a reason for me to be confused?
Because
there
are a couple of different whistleblowers. Well, there's 10 against the Biden family right now, but there's two that worked for the IRS that testified in front of the House Ways and Means Committee last week.
Yeah.
And their testimony was released in a transcript because it was behind closed doors. So they released the transcript, whatever needed to be redacted. And a couple of things were revealed. Two text messages, particularly from WhatsApp, which Hunter Biden's attorneys have said, yes, were his, but they were signs of a desperate addict, and Joe Biden had nothing to do with it. I'll paraphrase. One of the text messages said, hey, Henry Zhao from the Chinese energy company, I'm sitting here next to my dad. He's really angry. My dad that I'm sitting next to right now is going to make you pay for not paying us what you promised us, and you know, no, don't get any big ideas, essentially. Sure. The second one said that we need, that, you know, my dad and I need $10 million to make this happen. $5 million is not what we agreed on. I could get that from any firm in the country, basically. You need to give me $10 million. So two pretty damaging text messages that the Biden lawyer said, yes, is Hunter's, but they're trying to distance Joe from it, even though it references him directly. They're saying that the IRS was investigating Hunter Biden for years. He's taken like tens of millions of dollars, actually, from the Chinese that he put into shell corporations. And then when he did file his taxes, he was taking off exemptions for sex club membership, paying for prostitutes. Like, he was deducting all of that from his taxes. And so they were going to go after him, and they were going to raid his storage container. But then the Justice Department warned his lawyers, and they moved everything out. And then when they went for prosecution, the D.C. Bureau told him that they couldn't move forward on investigation, and the LA Bureau told him that as well. So they're insinuating that Merrick Garland, basically, after saying that they were free to investigate, however, was actually trying to hold down the investigation.
Well, what a surprise, huh? All right. I didn't expect
sorry,
all that.
But that's
info.
The explanation. Well, yeah, that was a short version.
Hey, really? All right. What else, Jay?
Jenny says, not liking this unhealthy air we are breathing from Canada. Nick Flanagan agrees. The Canadian wildfires and the horrible air quality in the Great Lakes states. Terry City's on vacation and is only worried about the weather on vacation.
From the lakes region of New York.
Oh, Terry will be going.
Yay!
Greg Donahoe says the Supreme Court decisions.
Yeah.
Adding, those I think they got it wrong on the state legislature question, right on college admissions and the religious freedom question. The attempted coup in Russia broke at the countdown last week, so that's been really big this week.
All right. What do you suppose this guy's party affiliation is? Hello. Next. Would you rather travel to the deepest depths of the ocean is our question, or to outer space? I'm going to outer space.
Outer space, I think. Yep. I would have too much trouble breathing with the water thing.
Yeah. All right, what did our listeners say?
Daniel says, I prefer my feet firmly planted on the earth. Reason, it's really hard to breathe underwater or in space.
Okay.
Norma says, the ocean for sure. When the waves are high and loud, they speak to me. And it fascinates me, enthralls me, all the different species, who eats what to survive, the beauty of the ocean plants, they just take
sharks,
away.
They eat you. Get out of there.
David says, it's easier going to space than the deep. I'll stick to the shallow waters. I love the ocean and space. Without our moon and sun, we wouldn't have our sea life, which is a valid point. All connected.
Yep, it is. Jim says outer spaces. Is that outer spaces like
the outer spaces?
A different space, or you want to go into outer
space? A multitude.
Thank you for your input here on Good Day.
Is it cheaper on eBay?
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. After yesterday's historic Supreme Court of the United States ruling that affirmative action for college and university admissions based on skin color will come to an end, the Supreme Court will rule today on two cases involving President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan and another concerning protections for LGBTQ people. One of the student loan cases is a challenge by six state attorneys general who argue that the loan forgiveness policy violates the separation of powers and the Administrative Procedure Act by making you, the taxpayer, pay back their loans. The LGBTQ case was brought on by a Colorado web designer who argued that she has a First Amendment right to refuse to design websites for same-sex marriages, despite a Colorado law that bars businesses from discriminating against LGBTQ people. Thanks for listening. Lance Fry, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Make creative thinking. We want to hear some of your creativity. Call 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. Now, this is the Talk Radio Review, an overview of the hot stories that are published every week, or every weekend, I guess it would probably be more, if I'm going to be precise. The show is on the weekend, and so is the information posted at gooddayshow.com and talkers.com. I actually haven't gone through the list. Let's do it quickly. The heat wave is number 10, the smoke, number 9, the submersible is 8, our relationship with China is 7. Number 6 is the conflict in Russia. McCarthy is battling it out with the right-wingers. That's number 5. Trump and his legal battles. Oh, heave-ho. Number 4. That's my only editorial comment, Jennifer. Presidential election. Who's vying for what? Number 3. The SCOTUS rulings, Supreme Court rulings, number 2, and Hunter Biden, that boob, the investigation at number 1. All right, so number 7 has to do with our friends, the Chinese. Apparently, Upon investigation, I find this interesting, whether this is a cover-up or not. I'm not sure I believe this. But there are those who have said this week that the spy balloon that we shot down was loaded with American-made parts.
Yeah, just stuff and that you could buy off the regular market, apparently.
Well, so, but the stuff that we buy is all made in China.
Yeah, well, this
so
is all true.
They're buying stuff made in America.
And there lies the irony, doesn't it?
Yes, right. And apparently,
do you think they're over there going, God, all these things are made in America?
Yeah, right. Yeah. The, I thought that was ironic. But it didn't transmit any data because evidently the thing that they had didn't work. So, I don't know what. And that. What else do you say except ay-yi-yi? Ay-yi-yi. All right, let's see. Number three, I'm going to go back to, I relish taking shots at DeSantis as much as I can. I was talking about him being on the border in the last half hour with the ladies, but this is something that took a little more oxygen out of the room. And, you know, it was cause for thought. He says he's going to abolish, if he's president, if I'm elected president, I'm going to abolish four federal agencies. And, of course, he's going to say the IRS because everybody's going to cheer when he says that.
Well, wouldn't it's you? I mean, let's not get on the guy for a good idea. Let's get rid of these people.
Right. Well, get rid of the departments. Not just it's the people doing what they, I guess, think is their job. What did somebody tell me a story this week about the IRS investigating them? I'm trying to remember. Oh, it was my accountant, as a matter of fact.
Ooh, I don't do
I was
it.
Talking about all the ways the IRS are chasing people around now, the deceit, the deception, the way they try to ruin your lives and scare the hell out of you. I don't want to live in a country where I'm afraid of the government.
Well,
there
that's
the
thing. It shouldn't be us versus them. We're the bosses of this country. And that's what we need to get back to. That's why the weaponization of government, whether it's at the IRS or the FBI or the CIA, it's the haves going after all of us, and we're collectively, because we don't have that power, the have-nots.
So DeSantis was on with Dana this week, who is, what, number five on the list? That's it. Well, never mind. I'm going to keep my comment to myself about that. Anyway, he says that the IRS is a corrupt organization. Yeah, it is. We need something totally different. We need not to have this kind of a tax system. So maybe I said, in the last half hour, I couldn't imagine voting for him under any circumstance. Well, if he could really make this happen, we need to go back to 1913, when there was no IRS. The beginning of World War I created a need for more money. So some genius says, well, let's tax people's income. Yeah, that's a great idea. So from that time to this, there have been 66,000 pages of rules and regs that have been supposedly aimed at addressing the various ways the government can get your money and the various ways the government can't get your money. It is a corrupt, horrible tax system. Chuck it out the window, as he said, and do something more favorable to the average person, which would be a sales tax.
A sales tax. Exactly.
Everybody pays the same percentage for everything they buy.
It would deal with your immigration problems, too, because you wouldn't have people coming here illegally and then not paying their fair share, which is the problem. It's not just a population issue. It's the fact that the system breaks when the large number of people aren't all paying into it. So sales tax, everybody. It's great.
Yeah.
You also have people who, the states that don't have state income tax, and you have some that do have state income tax. You have regional income tax for some. Others don't have regional income tax. And it's just, it's not even the same across the board based on where you live.
Yeah, it's a very unfair system. All right, number two this week, all the rulings from the Supreme Court. Do we think that the affirmative action on college campuses is the number one thing? I find this to be very interesting because I agree 100%. I never thought they should use affirmative action to determine
racist.
Who goes to college.
It's racism.
Of course it is.
It's
reverse
racism. It's racism to counteract racism. It's sort of like the, you know, all of the debate about whether or not the transgender and the LGBTQ. Look, you can't be. To achieve inclusivity, you can't divide people even more, like bring everybody together. And so one thing that's really important for people who are upset about this ruling is if you read through it, and it was written by by John Roberts. If you read through it, the institutions can still consider people's stories and their background, which is why those essays are so important, right? So if you have overcome something, then you should write about that. If you feel that you've overcome something because of your skin color or your race, you should write about that. That's still part of the admission process when they get to know their candidates. It's just meaning that you're not going to check boxes and say, well, I need 8 white people here, and I need 9 Latino people here, and I need 4 black people here. I mean, it's just merit-based.
What was the vote? Was that 5-4?
It was 9-3.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. One of the votes this week was 8-1. I'm trying to remember what that was. There was a unanimity that came on one of the issues that was announced. At the end of June, every year, you get flooded with announcements. Everybody, oh, the Supreme Court decided.
Because they're going out of session, so they dump all their decisions.
They dump everything at the end. And then they don't meet again for 3 months. That's a cool job, right?
Yeah.
You get paid $190,000 a year, and you work from October, the middle of October, until middle or end of June. Yeah, good idea.
You know, if we really want to get serious about fixing the need for affirmative action, it would be about improving the schools across the country.
The schools are awful. Public
yeah, and that's why I'm such an advocate for school choice and letting the money follow the kid rather than just everything being given blatantly to public
schools. I think it's an outrage. Every school should be the same. Every child should have the same opportunity to get an education. This picking your own, this is what this does. We recognize that there are some schools in town that are better than others. Huh? Why?
Well,
how do you let the teachers get away with that?
But school choice actually empowers the parents. You can go to private. You can go to public. You can save the money and use it to go to, if you want to homeschool, you can save the money for college. I mean, it gives the freedom back to the parents.
No.
But I also don't trust the public school system, which is...
I don't trust it either to do the right thing, and it's so damn expensive. I always use as an example of how badly managed the systems are. I used to be in the bus business. The school bus business was part of my business back in the 70s and the early 80s, and I was the last person locally to run school buses in my town. And we had, during that era from in the 70s and early and mid-80s, we had 49 buses in Framingham to haul the children back and forth to school. We have the same number of students in the system now, and they have 72 buses doing what 49 did back in the 70s. For what? What are they doing? What? Why? What is? And then the other thing, have you ever gone by an elementary school or middle school at the end of the school day and see the parents? You talk about global warming. There are, every school in my town, there must be 100 cars sitting outside the school to pick up their little Johnny, Freddie, and Alice to bring them home instead of getting their fat butts on a bicycle and having them ride a bike home. Do I sound like an old Captain Curmudgeon?
You do, because a lot of times people don't feel safe.
Well, why is that? Why is society? Why have we let society? That's another problem with the school system, the society. We've let society, or we have not, through our lack of input, we have not seen and followed and pushed the system to do what it's supposed to do, and that is to protect us. It says on the side of the police car, protect and serve. Protect whom and serve whom?
A lot of places they're not allowed to protect and serve.
Well, there's a lot of that, too. Right, because of stupid laws and things that happen. Just this culmination of all kinds of things that are bad, frankly. And so are we surprised at some of the things the Supreme Court is getting involved in these days? Some of the
issues.
Well,
it's not the Supreme Court. It is the people who obviously file the cases to get to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, but they decide whether they're going to take them on or not.
They do.
It's not just a random thing. All right. Back to the presidential elections, number 3 this week. Looking at the data that is swinging around now, it seems that it could be, according to a study released actually today by the University of Virginia Center for Politics, this is the first forecast for the Electoral College contest, and this is what makes it so wrong. It could be, according to their analysis, the presidential election could be decided in these 4 states, Georgia, Wisconsin, Arizona, and Nevada. Whoever wins these states will likely win the presidency. You realize how wrong that is?
Well, it's how it's been the last few times.
I don't mean it's right.
Think about it. Last time it was what? It was Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, yeah. Pennsylvania, Georgia.
Pennsylvania. It's always Pennsylvania. Yeah. Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Arizona last time around. So this is just plain wrong. And that what was North Carolina, I think, was involved in the mix last year.
Mm-hmm. It was bellwether for sure.
Yeah, right. So why is it that we don't fix this? Why is it that we allow, it isn't one person, one vote. Isn't that what the Constitution says? One person, one vote. Where did that come from? Where's that phrase come from? I think it's embedded in the Constitution, but I don't remember for sure. But I know it someplace. Maybe it's the Declaration of Independence, but at some place. Maybe it would be a good study to have as we're in 4th of July, Independence Day weekend. So 1%, here's how obscene this is. 1% of the voters in the United States in three states can swing the election. That's what they did. They did that with Biden. That's how it worked. With Biden, he won because he won three states. What? How the hell is that legit? Under any circumstance, it's not. So I'm huffing and puffing, and I want to blow the house down, but I just find this is just... All right, Jennifer, let's fix people who have balance problems, shall we?
Oh, no.
If you're,
it's not balance problems.
Did you just yawn?
No, I said, oh, no.
Oh,
it's
yes.
Not balance. It's not balance problems. It's balance on the inside.
Yes,
when you've got too much acid in your body, you feel sick. And this happens as we get older, right? When we're younger, our immune system works like a charm. But then we beat it up with no sleep and too much caffeine and sugar and fast foods. If you're feeling out of balance, you can't sleep. You have heartburn. You have brain fog. Joint pain, balance 7 in 3 days' time makes you feel a lot better.
Yes, it does. All I have to do is call 800. You ready for this number? Write it down, please, and call it right now, 800-793-9039. Make sure you use the code word DUG, D-O-U-G.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
Hey, y'all. My name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation
taxation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Now 53 at the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. My friend Nick Miles is here from OurAutoExpert.com. Our first alert when it comes to learning about the cars in our future. Mr. Miles is knowledgeable. He is trusted. He is helpful. He is genuine. He's confident. He's approachable. Yes. He could be the president. Yeah. Well, you weren't born here, though, so you can't be president, right?
Yeah, that's my one saving grace. I can, yeah. You know.
All right.
I'm best.
So, your big event this week, what did you do? Nick always is around the, not just the country, but around the world, checking out all the new models, people, because of his radio and television work and his writing, respect his overview of, what do we have in cars? What are we looking forward to in the cars? And so, what did you see this week that you thought was cool?
Yeah. So this week, the 2024 Jeeps were here, and, everyone goes, oh, yeah, the Wrangler, it hasn't changed, it's the same thing, it's a great American icon, they honor the people that served in all of our military by putting the American flag on the side, it's just a good piece of Americana. Yes, you didn't think it could get any better, but Jeep really wanted to refine it, they wanted to fine-tune it, and these are the cars I like, right, when it's out there and it's already good, but they make it better. And they've done that, and so this 392, which has a V8 and 470 horsepower in it, I drove that through the desert, and Doug, you know, there's very little in the world will put a smile. I was washing sand out of my beard for days. it's just one of those things which just made it 12 years old again, and it just does it so easily, climbing up rock faces. It now comes with a winch installed, and you can, instead of those tiny screens in the dash, they've embedded the screen in the dash that looks like it was supposed to be there. It's not an iPad stuck on. They've just done such a good job.
Yeah. Well, that's good to know. A lot of people think Jeeps are the best around. A lot of people, I know my friend who has the car dealerships, got three Jeep dealerships, and he loves driving around. Whenever I see him, he's usually driving a Jeep. So it's fun this time of year, especially if you take them to the, you know, to the beach buggies, those kind of Jeeps, you know, rather the Rubicon and that model rather than the Wrangler or the Grand Wagoneer, that sort of thing. You have also, we were talking before we went on the air about the Audi and what's special about Audis. I find, I have a friend, this car dealer owner, one of my friends runs his Audi dealership, and I find the Audis, I drove one, he had me drive one, and I thought it was a very, very good car, very special car. But then when you look at them, and you look at the Volkswagens look about the same, right about the same, so what do you need Audi for?
You know, I mean, Audi was supposed to be the technical version of Volkswagens. They were supposed to be somewhere between a Porsche and a VW. They were supposed to be better looking and higher tech and better performance. And it seems to me they get it right, and sometimes they get it right, and sometimes they're just horrible. I like to be able to go into a car dealership and know if I'm going to buy a brand, this kind of brand, it generally is going to be a really good brand. And it fits lifestyle on this. And there are very few bad brands out there. It's just that Audi, there are some cars that emotionally speak to me and do really well and have all those features. And then there's a lot of cars sitting in their lineup that are just like, why did you bother?
Maybe that's the same we could say that. I mean, as you're saying that, I'm thinking about Range Rovers and how many I've had over the years and what I really like, what I feel good in, a couple of different models. Yeah, okay, I get what you're saying. There are a lot of people, you were talking about the Rolls Royce. Was that on the air or off the air? I can't remember whether we were talking about that. Anyway, artificial intelligence now with the batteries, the self-driving cars. Where in the world? This is all, for me, it looks like an accident waiting to happen. All of this stuff.
Is we don't like it. Like the surveys are all coming back, and they're basically showing us that every result is we're not comfortable with artificial intelligence. We just don't like it. I mean, if you go to OpenAI.com, which is the people that sort of started the artificial intelligence game, and you can use it for there's a really good test that you can do to see how good this stuff is. And type in your name and maybe one line about yourself. So say, you know, please write a biography for Doug Stefan and write, you know, the show that you're most associated with. And see what it comes up with. And it'll search the internet for stuff. And it writes a biography for me. And it looks like a great biography. Except it's just not true. It's just not true. It's not who I was born in New Zealand. Not a mechanic. It's not true.
And so not the real world. Yeah.
Right. You understand.
Nick Miles, rautoexpert.com is his website. You should check it out.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.